Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello there, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your friendly companion and host of the podcast. Yeah, Andy Goldstein, you guessed it. I mean, there's a big clue in the title there. Anyway, it's not really clue though. Let's move on, shall we? And what a podcast we've got coming up now. I know what you're thinking. You say that every single day, and I do. But I'm telling you now, sometimes I lie. Sometimes they are appalling. I'm not going to tell you which ones, but some of them, oh God, yeah, I don't even know how they make it out. Anyway, this one's a good one. And we start, of course, with the best show on national radio. Yeah, my one. The Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. with reaction to a busy night in the Champions League. Sit back, open your lug holes, and listen to words coming out of people's mouths.
We're just not going to have enough players to last the season. We need cover. He's got to go out and buy people in January.
David, are you the same David that phoned us about a year ago saying sack Klopp?
No, I'm not sacking Klopp.
No. Listen. Are you the same David?
I am.
Yeah. You wanted to sack Klopp a year ago, didn't you?
No. Look, he won the Champions League.
No, listen, David.
David, listen to the question. I know who you are. You are the same David that a year ago said sack Klopp, aren't you?
Yeah, but obviously we...
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I am, yes.
Look, you were wrong then, right?
Yes. But we... I still feel that we are going to run out of players. Where's the cover for Virgil van Dijk?
Is it Klopp's fault that you don't have all this cover?
Well, I think he should realise he knows that we've got the Club World Championship in December. He knows we're going to have games every 3 days.
Why don't you like Klopp? David, you're...
I don't like him. He should have thought this through. They had the money from selling Coutinho... And he had the money and he could have bought Pepe and he didn't. And he could have bought...
He bought your goalkeeper and a centre-half with that money. David.
Yeah.
He bought your goalkeeper and a centre-half with that money.
Yeah, but that's not enough. You can't stay still. You have to move forward.
David.
We've got to compete with Man City.
David.
Yeah.
Name the mistakes so far your manager, Klopp, has made.
We're not playing particularly well. We're winning games ugly, but we're not putting teams to the sword.
David, I didn't ask you to give me an appraisal of what Klopp's season looks like. I've asked you to give me the mistakes that your manager, Klopp, has made.
I think tonight, definitely, he started with the wrong lineup. I don't think Gomez is as good as Alexander-Arnold at the back, and he should have started with him. And when Fabinho came off, I was thinking, yeah, you could bring Oxlade-Chamberlain on, but they need somebody up front attacking. It's quite obvious that Mo Salah is not 100% fit.
David, have you changed your mind about sacking Klopp?
At the moment, I don't want to sack Klopp. I just want...
He's top of the league, geez. And he's just won you the Champions League. At the moment, you don't want to sack him.
I remember speaking to you. In fact, you know what? We've spoken to you a number of times over the last, I'd say, 18 months. Your rhetoric has not changed. I think you're being...
David?
You're an unrealistic fan, David.
Give it to him, both barrels.
You are, David.
Go on, Dave.
It's not unrealistic. You cannot stay still. You have to move forward. You, having won the Champions League, why hasn't he not attracted even better players? We should be buying players like Lewandowski or Mbappe.
Honestly, David, you're a clown. Honestly, David, you're a clown. You are, mate.
I'm sorry, David.
Lewandowski and Mbappe. Come on, what is that going to cost Liverpool? Are you going to pay for it?
But they've got the money.
There you go. Andy Goldstein, Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. By the way, if you own a Rajar diary, I'm told that if you mark my show in your diary, you instantly become more attractive to, well, the opposite sex, the same sex, whatever your desires are. But that's apparently a scientific fact. So if you mark my show in your diary, you become a better person. I can read it out here. Marking the Radar Diary will make you instantly a better person and more attractive. Fact. Okay, on to the next one. This is Clinton Morrison talking about Ross Barkley, saying he has to stop being so naive when he's going out with Jim and Natalie. Now, what's Ross Barkley doing going out with Jim and Natalie? Huh? What's he doing going out with them two?
This is not the first time with Ross Barkley. He had an incident a month and a half ago. I think if you had an incident a month and a half ago, be careful where you're going. I'm not telling you you can't go away, because you'll ask your manager on an international break if you're, or whatever, if you've got a few weeks of kind of go away. If you're injured, you go away. So you go away and the manager says, yeah, but just be a bit careful and be a bit sensible. But by all accounts, he's got his top off in a nightclub. And yeah, these footballers nowadays, they are ripped and trimmed and stuff. So they do like to take their top off. But just be a bit more streetwise and professional. And as I said before, it's not the first time. It's the second time. And it's in the space of only a couple of months. You've got to be a bit more clever. And he's injured at the moment as well. That's the worst thing about it. So yeah, so Frank, I think he's come out and handled it the right way. And listen, footballers, we do go on holiday, but you have to be careful. You are in the public eye, Jim. So if you're in the public eye, you've got to know how to...
Social media, people with camera
so
phones.
You've got to know how to behave yourself. And he didn't behave himself in the right way there, Ross. And listen, I think he's a brilliant talent. I think he's a really good footballer. A lot of people question, should he be in that England squad? Yes, he should be in the England squad, because every time he's in that England squad, he delivers. I think he will get back into that Chelsea team, but he has to stop his demeanours off the pitch, because it's not good. He's a role model for kids, and kids are watching that. They'll say, all right, is it good to go in a nightclub and take my top off? Well, kids are doing that. Some kids are doing that, 16, 17 year olds now, what I'm trying to say. But you have to be more streetwise and more clever. And I know you and Natalie have a different take on it, because you think, well, yeah, he's on a break, So he can go away and do what he wants. But you just have to be careful, because you are in that public eye. And the reason I'm moaning about it, because I don't want... he's got talent. And in the end, he could be that guy of... Ross Barkley had talent, but he never fulfilled his potential, because off-the-field incidents always affected what he done on the pitch. And people just know him for those kind of incidents. So I like him as a footballer. But there comes a time where you have to be a bit more clever. He's got so much talent. I don't want to see him waste his potential. I like Ross Barkley as a footballer. I think he's brilliant. I know a lot of people might say, oh, he's not a good footballer. Me, personally, I like watching him. I've watched him from his younger days at Everton, and I think he's brilliant. He takes the ball, he can pick passes, he scores goals. He's a complete midfielder when he's on his game. But I don't want to see this guy's potential go to waste by people always talking about what he's doing off the field or in nightclubs. Let's talk about what he's doing on the pitch, because that's what you'll see that get the best out of Ross Barkley.
Is it relevant to suggest, Clinton, that his career could go pear-shaped? Is it on the way to going pear-shaped?
No, because he's 25 and he's but you're at a big... The problem he has to realise, he's at a big club like Chelsea, so people are always going to want to take a pop at you when stuff's going wrong off the field and on the field. And also, he's in England international, so you're in that public eye. So I think when you're like that, people will look at you more and always scrutinise you more and have a look and say, oh, there's Ross Barkley, let me take a picture of him, pull it on the social media or whatever, and then, you know, people have a go at him. But I'd rather people be talking about Ross Barkley for the things he does on the football pitch, because I think he's a brilliant talent, man. I just don't want it to go to waste. And you are right, it is the second time in a few months. If it happens three or four times, then you start worrying as a manager.
Time now for the Out of Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. And Sir Clive Woodward was on the show. He was asking questions about whether Eddie Jones is the right man to take England forward. I don't know the answer, probably neither do you. Let's sit back and hear the questions. Hopefully there'll be some answers to it.
Look at what you took the team from in 2015, where they're on their knees, we didn't even get out of the pool in 2015. Yeah. So 4 years later, he takes them to the World Cup final. Forget how they played. So I think he's done a really good job. What I would do is, you know, I think the RFU have done well. He's got another 2 years on his contract. I would just have a see what happens this Six Nations, this next 12 months. I think, because do not underestimate, so it's taking a lot out of him. The disappointment for him will be huge. He does have to start again. I don't think it's a case of, okay, well, we've got a good young team, it's building. I don't think we have. I think that was a line in the sand now. They've got to start again. Their next two games are France away, Scotland away.
Yeah.
Hugely difficult games in Six Nations, as you guys both know. So I would just say to Eddie, you know, just go another 12 months, 2 years, and then have a look how we go.
Yeah.
And if he does well over the next 12 months, 2 months, 100% he should take the team to France, but there's no rush. You know, I keep thinking, well, he's going to get pinched by this. But I said, if he wants to go, let him go.
Mm.
But if we want to get rid of him, I promise you there's English coaches in this country who I think are good enough now to step up. But I'd like to see Jones take England's next World Cup as long as he starts pretty well the next Six Nations.
I thought the performance in the semi-final against the All Blacks was nearly, apart from the throw, a nearly perfection. Did you feel after that game, because I've got a good mate up the road, South African lad, who actually was happier to play England in the final than he was the All Blacks, and he reckoned, his logic was, he felt England couldn't reach that level of performance again, whereas he had a belief, rightly or wrongly, that he thought the All Blacks could always raise their game because they're used to playing at that kind of momentum, with that kind of momentum, if you like.
I think being there, what I felt in the quarterfinal against Australia, in the semi-final against the All Blacks, definitely, there was a real edge about the whole week. You know, Jones was cranky. There was a lot of testosterone flying around, which is what you want. There's a real fear factor from the fans and the whole thing. And that happened in the performance. There was a real spikiness about England. And as you rightly say, Ali, the game against New Zealand was 10 out of 10, let's be fair. It was an amazing performance. Because you're not only beating the All Blacks, but you're beating the semi-final of the World Cup. And then the last week, and I promise you, this is on hindsight, you could just see the whole thing went flat.
Mm.
It was almost like we'd won the World Cup.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, everyone's coming out to celebrate. I mean, I've even got an invitation on the Thursday to, would I be involved in the commentary team on the winning parade?
Yeah.
2 days before we played the World
That's
Cup
scary.
Final.
That's scary.
That was, and I'm on the phone going, you got to be, who on earth organising this?
Yeah.
So all this drifted in. And it's one thing that I would sort of speak to Eddie about, if I could speak to him. I'd just say, you know, what actually happened? Because I think there's so many distractions. And your job as a head coach is to stop those distractions. And it's okay saying, yeah, we knew this was coming. I don't think they did spot it. I mean, I went to one of the press conferences on the Thursday, 2 days before the World Cup final, and Eddie did his press conference and kind of left the room. Then they brought in Marla and Dan Cole.
Yeah.
And it was like Laurel and Hardy. And this is 2 days before the World Cup final. Mm. These guys are on the bench, and everyone's saying, well, they're just bench players. Well, actually, they were the two main protagonists in the end. Cole comes on after a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marla had to come on because had problems in the scrums. But they just weren't at the races. And this South African journalist said to me in the back of the press conference, wow, if the whole team's like that, they're in big trouble. And you just felt it all week. And the senior players, you know, Martin Johnson, Delalio, are saying, does everyone know what's coming on Saturday? Because the South Africans are just in their hotels, shoving in their studs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letters, and they've got a great team. And they just belted England.
Brute force, wasn't it?
Over now to TalkSport 2. If you're unaware what TalkSport 2 is, it doesn't matter. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was asked why he's taken so many youth and fringe players to Kazakhstan and left so many of the big names, first teamers, at home. I mean, TalkSport 2 should have phoned me up. I could have told you that, because they've already qualified and it's pointless risking the big players when you've got league games coming up and the kids can play and get experience and the fringe players need games as well. I mean, it's not the most difficult question in the world. Anyway, this is what Solskjaer had to say. I'm guessing it's the same.
We've done great to qualify after four games, so it gives us an opportunity to give game time to the experienced lads who need it. So Axel, Luke, Jesse, they've not really had too many games and they're coming back from injuries. It's a great chance for me to give Lee his first start for the club, and it's hard, you know, with the young kids to give them enough games against men, professional games. We got the EFL trophy, and for me, this is a great chance to see them all together.
Over now to Hawksby and Jacobs, Paul and Andy. And incidentally, I forgot to mention, it was Andy Jacobs' birthday the day before yesterday. Guess how old he was? Go on, just say it in your head. Guess how old he was. Nope, higher. Nope, higher. Nope, higher. Nope, higher. Keep going, you're close. One more. Yeah, you got it. Three away from 70. Yeah. Yeah, I wished him happy birthday, but sadly, doesn't remember. Anyway, this is Paul and Andy doing what they do best.
People seem quite intrigued with your skill of guessing the inside leg of someone by sizing them up, just by looking at them from your old days in menswear, absolutely, not the band. This is because the great musician, singer-songwriter Paul Carrack was in earlier on, and Andy used to basically sell him clothes when he had his shop in the old
days. We relived the old times. I took his inside leg measurement.
Yeah, it was great, just for old time's sake, just to feel that tape measure creep
creeping up his inner thigh. So brought it all
I've
back.
Always got it with me round my neck.
I suppose it does mark you out as a tailor, doesn't it? If you're always walking around with a tape measure around your neck. Do they when you're measuring an inside leg, do they not use those ones that estate agents use but like a beam of light?
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
They not do that like a laser.
You've got to touch.
I mean, the only thing is in these different times, the idea of kind of thrusting your hand right into somebody's groin and saying 29. I mean, you could do that then. I mean,
I remember doing Miss Diane's alterations from Crossroads.
Miss Diane from Crossroads used to come in. Shop. Used to do her alterations.
Only once. Yeah.
That's right, okay.
Susan Hansen, I think her name was.
Oh, great right. knowledge. Yeah, there fantastic. We are. That's one for the kids. Is that on your business card? I do like the idea of you. It would be a conversation starter.
I did Miss Diane's Crossroads inside leg. It would be a great business card, though, wouldn't it?
It would be. If people came in the studio to be guests on the show and you had a tape measure around your neck. How long would it be before they How long would it be always pins in your mouth? Yeah. The old show with pins in your mouth. That'd be great. Oh yeah, welcome to Paul Hawksby. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Don't move, don't move. I just pin those. It won't look like that. That stitching at the I didn't want this big white.
If it's a
stitching
long interview,
on.
You could have a tailor's out the back. By the end of the interview, we've done the suit.
We could do made to measure suits, couldn't we? It'd be like Dave's of Shanghai. Paul Carrick sits down. You size him up. You'd say, "Why?" Well, and you look at him, and then basically,
comes in with a swatches of cloth.
And we say, "Paul, good luck with the new album. Good luck with the tour." And here it is.
Here's your suit.
Three-piece Prince of Wales check. Turn round in 15 minutes.
Not bad.
That's right. You could do if somebody was in for half an hour, we could do a couple of suits for them, couldn't we?
It's a good idea.
A great idea.
You're listening to Talk Sport Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Also on the TalkSport Network, we heard Ben Stokes looking ahead to the second test against New Zealand, which, of course, is on Thursday evening. And a reminder, the South African tour gets underway on Boxing Day. So if you've got no friends whatsoever and you're sat on your own in a cold little damp flat and you've got nothing better to do, I still wouldn't advise you listen to that.
We've obviously assessed the first test match. I think the big message that came out of it was that if you've got an opportunity to bat on a wicket like that, you know, you've got to make sure it counts. Obviously 350 is a decent score, but you know, on a wicket like that it's really 500-600. When you get the opportunity to bat first, that's going to make a difference on a wicket like that.
Back now to the Jim and Natalie show, and they were talking to Martin Waghorn, who was talking about the arrival of Roo at Derby County. No one ever calls him Roo, only the back page of newspapers call him Roo. Like, Roo injures metatarsal, or we need Roo for this big game of the World Cup. Or Roo, you've been... just other headlines with Roo in it. You understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I hope that he brings in his desire, his attitude that he's always had throughout his career. Someone I've looked up to closely over my career, and hopefully he just brings in that mentality of you never give up, you never lose, and
in this league, it's all about that. You need players not only with a bit of quality, but that can hang in there, can fight for you, fight for the 3 points home and away.
Has he been in and around the place this week, Martin? Have you seen much of him?
Yeah, he's been in here doing bits and bobs, but I think he's still ineligible to play for the minute. So, a little break and come back around to go, and hopefully that gives you that bit of a boost in the new year that we need.
Martin, finally, is there still in any way any kind of depression hanging over the players after that fateful night out?
I don't think so, to be honest. Listen, it's been handled in the way it's been handled from the club, outside the club, and everyone's been dealt their punishment, so we've got to get on with that as players. We're professional. It's been done, it's happened, and we'll move on. And if it is, then listen, it's something that we need to eradicate very quickly. But as far as I'm concerned, we all know where we stand as players and individuals in the team, and as a group, we know where we are and who we are and what we're fighting for. So yeah, it's disappointing. It obviously is, but listen, we've moved on from that, and we're just looking forward to get 3 points week in, week out.
So now it's all about stand up and be counted.
Definitely.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcast. No, don't press stop yet. There's still more goodness to come in the Sports Bar, or to give it its proper title, The Greatest Show on Radio. Yes, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday, Thursday, from 10 p.m. Have a listen.
So, a wee hypothetical dilemma for you here. One of your co-hosts there, to both of you, is bitten by a snake. Well, put it politely, what a man wants at least.
Penis.
Would you suck out the poison as a means to preserve life, or risk and wait for an ambulance to arrive?
I'll tell you what, Josh,
Sport Towers there.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll answer the question if you ask it with a little bit more oomph in it. Because at the moment, it sounds like you've been bitten.
It sounds like Andy Murray.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like.
Come on, Scott.
Come on, Scott. Give us the best Scott we can actually have. Come on.
All right, let's go for it.
Go on, Scott.
So, a snake sneaks into the Talk Sport Towers, bites Jason Cundy, where, as I said, a
penis.
Man wants at least...
Penis. You can say penis, Scott.
And
Scott, I've got to tell you, there's not a lot of bite down there.
Scott, say penis. You can say penis.
Okay, penis. That's fine. See,
I don't mean randomly. I mean, say it in its correct context.
Penis. Yeah.
So you're bitten in the penis by a snake.
Yeah.
Would you, in a bid to help your other cohorts, suck the poison
okay.
out,
I've got
or
some
would
questions
you risk
for you.
Waiting for an ambulance okay. to turn
does,
up?
Does he know he's been bitten by the snake?
Jeez.
Well, I assume he knows, yeah. He,
okay.
he definitely not... knows. Cause...
I saw it. I watched it happen.
Okay.
And there's some sort of weird climate protest, so the ambulances are taken.
What sort of snake is
get
it?
Around the roads in London.
How long has he got left?
A poisonous one.
Yeah, how long has he got? An hour?
You don't know. That's the dilemma
I've just
that
got,
you've
I've just
got.
Got instantly
so that's the dilemma
suck
that
the
you've
poison
got.
Out. No,
you've
I think I'd let. I think I'd let.
Option in your head.
I'd let him die and then put it on TikTok.
I would suck it out. I'd suck it out.
If that's Adrian Durham,
I'd suck it out.
The Moose,
suck it out.
Adrian Durham, let it go.
Danny Kelly,
suck it out.
Alan Brazil,
suck it out.
Andy Jacobs,
suck it out.
Alan Brazil,
Jim White.
The snake will be more poisonous.
That'd be fantastic.
Bang! I think they've just been bitten on the penis. Amazing. Well, that's it. Just time to tell you about a few more emails that have actually come in while you've been listening to all that sort of stuff. This one's coming from Brian, no surname. Just says, Andy, I've got Radio Diary. I listen to your show maybe once or twice a week, but I'm going to mark you down in every single day, even days when you're not on. Now, don't do that because people will see through it. Just Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m, all right? It's not rocket science. Just have the common courtesy to write it down when I'm on. And the other email comes in, says, Dear Andy, good news for you. Your delivery is now in. Oh, no, I don't need to read that one out. Forget that. I'll read that in a minute. Anyway, that's it for another podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.